Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. We'll get back to our interview in just a moment. But now we're going to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting at 963-0842. And Beth, we're in the midst of an interesting conversation, especially in light of current events. But also we have... I consider it extraordinary because for some folks, they really take these, the moons, the new and the full moon, very seriously.
Yes.
And they, can I put it this way? They actually, so to speak, put them to good use.
Utilize. Maximize.
That's
optimize.
A good idea. Yes.
Yeah. And that's what I love about this show. It's all about teaching you the different ways to maximize and optimize and utilize the different energies and ideas that are out there to help you move your life forward towards whatever it is you're trying to do better,
mm-hmm.
you know, more and better.
Exactly.
And so one of those things is definitely the power of the planets, especially the moon. The moon is the one we're the most familiar with, mainly because it's closest and we can see it best. It's just right there. And the tracking of the sun and the moon was one of the first things that ancient man started doing, and specifically for those reasons. And the full moon that we are coming up on, the full moon is on the... We're right now at a waxing half moon,
mm-hmm.
and then the full moon is on Friday the 18th, and it's in the sign of Aries. And this one is particularly big because it's the first of our two fall eclipses.
Mm, okay.
This one is a penumbral lunar eclipse, and the full moon is at 4:38 p.m. Pacific on Friday the 18th, and the lunar eclipse is a few minutes later at 4:51 p.m. So it says it's going to be visible across America, Europe, Africa, and Asia. I don't know how visible it will be for us, but it's definitely happening. And the full moon is a time of completion where you should be kind of wrapping up some things. It's a good time to try and push through and finish any unfinished projects you have. It's also a time of assessment. Okay, you know, this is done. This is going to have to wait for the next cycle. How does that feel? How do I feel about this?
Yeah.
You know, how am I doing?
So for some of us, we need to get projects started so we can finish them.
Oh, there's always,
there's
if you're
always
that kind of a person, there's always something laying around that you can knock off, can finish.
And I can say, too, that we've been doing a lot of that over the last few weeks. And I have to say that since the first of this year, that's been so much easier.
Yeah.
I had my nice little surgery in December, and things have just gotten better and better. And, of course, we have the wonderful dogs and the playtime and all of that fun. But also taking on all of these little projects here and there. And sometimes they aren't huge, but sometimes they make a real big difference just in the ambiance, if you will, the feeling, the feng shui of the house or the yard or those kinds of things. And that can go a long way, too, as far as one's attitude, one's perceptions of what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
And what to focus on. And I know you mentioned last week community, whether it's family directly or something a little larger as far as looking out for one another, being there to support one another and helping those who are in need of help.
Yes, and especially now, you know, because we have an election coming up locally.
Yes, we do.
And it's a mail ballot only. The ballots went out this week. People should have registered voters should have received them in the mail by now.
Mm-hmm.
Fill them out, get them back in, because that's the way your voice is heard.
Yeah.
That's how you participate. That's how you contribute.
And if folks would like to touch base with you in terms of, so to speak, hearing your voice as I mentioned, in terms of getting some type of support and encouragement for what's going on in their lives, as far as we've talked many times before about what they already know, they're just not secure in it yet. They're not practiced in accepting what they're hearing from the inside. Then I think it would be a good thing for them to get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or your Facebook page, Beth McDonald Consulting, or giving you a call at 963-0842. And by the way, I finally found that poem and the man who wrote it. It was actually a song, Where Shall We Hide the Truth, by Sebastian Temple. And I've been rereading that poem, and basically it's the gods trying to hide the truth, figuring out where to hide it. And every time they come up with an answer, they go, no, because man will do this, he'll do that, he'll find it here, he'll find it there. And finally they say, let's hide it in his heart. He'll never look there. And so if we start listening a little bit more to our heart, if you will, but at the same time, if still we're uncertain, then, hey, give Beth a call. She can kind of help you through that.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week as we work our way past the full moon and into these signs of the zodiac, as well as what's going on astronomically. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.